You're listening to the WYXR Archived, powered by listeners like you. Donate online today at WYXR.org.
There will be no pictures of pigs shooting down brothers on the instant replay. There will be no pictures of pigs shooting down brothers on the instant replay. There will be no pictures of Whitney Young being run out of Harlem on a rail with a brand new process. There will be no slow motion or still lights of Roy Wilkins strolling through Watts in a red, black, and green liberation jumpsuit that he has been saving for just the proper occasion. Green Acres, Beverly Hillbillies, and Hooterville Junction will no longer be so damn relevant, and women will not care if Dick finally got down with Jane on Search for Tomorrow, because black people will be in the street looking for a brighter day. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no highlights on the 11 o'clock news and no pictures of Harry Arm, woman liberationist, and Jackie Onassis blowing her nose. The theme song will not be written by Jim Webb or Francis Scott Keyes, nor sung by Glenn Campbell, Tom Jones, Johnny Cash, Engelbert Humperdinck, or The Rare Earth. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be right back after a message about a white tornado, white lightning, or white people. You will not have to worry about a dove in your bedroom, the tiger in your tank, or the giant in your toilet bowl. The revolution will not go better with Coke. The revolution will not fight germs that may cause bad breath. The revolution will put you in the driver's seat. The revolution will not be televised, will not be televised, will not be televised, will not be televised. The revolution will be no rerun, brothers. The revolution will be live.
July 4th. In the United States of America is where you're most likely sitting. Today I'm playing only, in quotes, American music. I think that my selections in some way, shape, form, or fashion exhibit, whether it be through lyrics or the vocals or the instrumentation, intrinsic, specific pain that is born out of living in the United States, can be. So I'm playing a lot of roots music. Got Cajun music. I've got old gospel track in there. A lot of different stuff. So you got me for an hour. Stick around. Get started here with the new Tyler Childers track, Anita.
Back before birthdays were something she dreads. Back before children had settled her friends. Back when the radio spoke to her heart. Oh, girls, they want to have fun. Oh, Nita, I know that I'm younger than most, but I'm willing if you got the time to buy us some wine. I lay here awake and I laugh at her jokes. She is referencing movies I'm too young to know. And I'm letting her lead as we dance in the dark. Oh,
we'll be right back. Et mes bizarres pour dire je les prends pour me sortir.
I know a man whose plow handle hand is quicker than a light. Wes Harden is his name, they say. He travels in the night, for he might have to kill or walk around a fight. And if you ever saw Wes Harden draw, you know he can skin his gun. He won't say how many tried and died up against the top hand, up against the wrong man, 'cause Harden wouldn't run. He rode in like a Texas wind, took the eastbound train, going, going with Jane Bowen, till the lawman caught up. So long, Janie, chin up, I'll be back again. Off he went to Huntsville prison, so long, Jane, he cried. 15 years she waited, till her heart broke and she died. And she left that bad land to wait up in the sky. Free at last, the paying passed for all the wrong he did. first free air they let him breathe since he was a kid. So let him come and let him go, let him deal and bid. Near the border in El Paso, lawyer reads a sign. You won't find him there for business every day at 9, for business is real bad. One client's all he's had in quite a long, long time. Then Sheriff Selman's boy broke in to Wes's woman's place. Up she jumped and pistol whipped him, kicked him in the face. And John Selman demands revenge for this disgrace. You could see every night by candlelight in Hardin's favorite bar, she'd be hanging on his arm, and very late they'd leave there, headed for the Goose Hair, glad it wasn't far. Right through the swinging doors, John Selman came with a blazing gun. Wes Hardin, chug-a-lugging red-eye, got him in the back of the head. John Wesley Hardin fell dead. Hardin wouldn't run.
Thank you.
7 WYXR, Memphis, Tennessee. This is Life on Deck. Here in the tail end of Big Thief doing Spud Infinity. Before that was Johnny Cash doing Harden Wouldn't Run. The Carter Family before that with I Will Never Marry. Balfa Brothers behind that doing Je Suis Orpheline. And Tyler Childers. We started the set off with Onita. Again, doing only American music tonight. I think, if we're talking about what's fantastic about this country, I think one of the things you'd be hard-pressed to find someone to argue against is the music. And a lot of the music is... It comes from a place of hurt and pain or negative experience, oppression, et cetera, and so forth. Just like any good art, that's just the way it is. Here's one from Blind Willie Johnson. This is Dark Was the Night, Cold Was the Ground. Thank you.
I love.
Sometimes I don't know where this dirty road is taking me. Sometimes I don't even know the reason why. But I guess I keep a gambling, lots of booze and lots of rambling. Well, it's easier than just a waiting around to die. All one time, friends, I had a ma, even had a pa. Well, he beat her with a belt once, cause she cried. She told him to take care of me, headed down to Tennessee. Well, it's easier than just a waiting around to die. Came age and I found a girl in a Tuscaloosa bar. Oh, she cleaned me out and hit it on the sly. Well, I tried to kill the pain. I bought some wine and hopped a train. Seemed easier than just a waiting around to die. Then a friend said he knew where some easy money was. We robbed a man and brother did we fly. But the posse caught up with me and drug me back to Muskogee. And it's 2 long years of waiting around to die. Oh, but now I'm out of prison. I got me a friend at last. He don't drink or steal or cheat or lie. Oh, his name's Codeine. He's the nicest thing I've seen. Well, together we're gonna wait around and die. Yeah, together we're gonna wait around and die.
I got my hair, I got my braids, got my ears, got my eyes, got my nose, got my mouth. I got my sleeve. I got my sleeve.
We are jamming the Lakota National Anthem right now. Before this, we heard from Nina Simone doing Ain't Got No. Towns Van Zandt preceding that with Waiting Around to Die. Wendy Renee after Laughter Comes Tears. Little Stax Memphis Jam right there. Kieran Dalton before that. Something on Your Mind. And we started this set off with Blind Willie Johnson. Dark Was the Night, Cold Was the Ground. About 6:45 where I am. Here's one from Elder Curry and Congregation. A track called Memphis Flu.
At Adams this spring. he brown hair, no money, no other fine thing. He brown hair, no money, but he flattered the king. We'll go and get married, it'll be no disgrace. She jumped up behind him, and the way they did go, till he come to the river where deep water flows. John Lucy, John Lucy, won't you tell me your mind? My mind is to drown you and leave you behind. Take pity on my infant and spare me my life, and let me live single if I can't be your wife. He kicked her and he choked her and he turned her around. Then he threw her in deep water where he knew she would drown.
Small town blight, emitted coldly from last words he will speak. That broken glass supports forced entry. Reminds his lawyer through the phone what southern judge do you know, comforting gently the jail's white men who defend their home. Well, no souls were present for the moment. His bombed out brick walls finally fell, lying face down in the throes of atonement, checked out of the Heartbreak Hotel.
WYXR, my show is coming to a close. Thanks so much for tuning in. That track was Parquet Courts doing The Uncast Shadow of a Southern Myth, the track about Paul McLeod's Graceland 2 down in Holly Springs, Mississippi, which perhaps is the most American thing that I have experienced. It was an antebellum home dedicated to a collection of Elvis things. I can't really even say memorabilia. There's some memorabilia in there, but there was also stacks and stacks of newspapers, anything that ever mentioned him. I mean, it was a hoarder situation. You could go at any time and knock on his door, and he would let you in literally at any time. He was a weird dude and got caught up in a weird situation. Though he was climbing in his years, someone had broken into his home and he killed him. And then he was found, I believe, the next day on his porch, or at some point very soon after he killed that intruder. He was found dead on his front porch. And it's a very strange situation, but particularly fitting for him. Again, Graceland 2, look it up if you don't know anything about it. All right, we're going to end the set with one from John Prine. I love this track. And, yeah. This is Your Flag Decal Won't Get You
Well
No... Whoa. Watch it, John. Jesus. It's called Your Flag Decal Won't Get You Into Heaven Anymore. Catch you next week. Drink water.
While digesting Reader's Digest in the back of the dirty bookstore, a plastic flag with gum on the back fell out on the floor. Well, I picked it up and I ran outside, slapped it on the window shield. And if I could see old Betsy Ross, I'd tell her how good I feel.
You know what? I got to mention this. You know, every year everyone's like, you know, make some post, or people make posts about, you know, don't be careful about the fireworks because there's dogs and dogs get scared. The dogs get scared because of the fireworks. Well, you know who else gets scared? All the veterans that went and fought wars that they didn't know what they were doing. and they came home with all this trauma and regretting everything that they did, and a lot of them are shell-shocked, and I've personally known a few in my life that regret everything that they were involved with, and it, because it was situations that they didn't really know what was going on. And those guys are drinking themselves into oblivion on days like today. So your dog